From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Officials now say two NATO convoys have been attacked in Afghanistan. The attacks happened in different parts of the country today, but NATO says no troops were killed. Also today, suspected Taliban gunmen opened fire on a bus, killing 11 Pakistanis who had crossed into Afghanistan. President Obama is pledging to help veterans who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder.
On Monday, the Department of Veterans Affairs, led by Secretary Rick Shinseki, will begin making it easier for a veteran with PTSD to get the benefits he or she needs.
Mr. Obama speaking this morning in his weekly address. Details are emerging about how much the White House knew of the Russian spy network. 10 Russians were exchanged Cold War style yesterday for 4 Russians accused of spying for the West. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports high-level government officials knew about the Russians for months.
The FBI and Justice Department launched a foreign intelligence investigation of the Russian spies more than a decade ago. But sources tell NPR they moved quickly to dismantle the network late last month because one member of the group was heading back to Moscow. The sources say several of the spies would return each summer for the past few years for what investigators believe were debriefings to the Russian government. Investigators notified the White House National Security Team about the spy ring in February. They briefed President Obama in mid-June. The FBI and CIA worked to figure out their options. Eventually, the investigators figured they could engineer a spy swap, and CIA Chief Leon Panetta negotiated with his Russian counterpart to make the deal work. The swap took place Friday in Vienna. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico will temporarily worsen this weekend. That's because engineers using undersea robots will begin removing the containment cap over the damaged wellhead. They expect to be able to fit a tighter cap on it. The government's point man on the crisis says most of the gushing oil from the well could be contained by Monday. With a Senate Judiciary Committee vote on the calendar for next week, Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan has provided the committee with written answers to questions from Republican senators. Here's NPR's Nina Totenberg.
If Kagan's answers were less than revelatory during 2 long days of questioning at her confirmation hearing, then these carefully crafted written answers are totally dense. Republicans repeatedly tried to get her to disclose her contacts with the White House in formulating the administration's legal positions in the Supreme Court, but Kagan consistently refused to answer, saying that it would be inappropriate to discuss internal administration deliberations. The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote on Kagan's nomination next week, but likely that vote will be postponed till the following week, with a final vote on the Senate floor by early August. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. This year's Tour de France gets serious today. The cyclists are beginning the first of 3 days in the High Alps. As Frank Browning reports, nearly everyone is expecting a breakout by 7-time winner Lance Armstrong.
Heading into today's race, Armstrong is 18th, well behind where he normally would be after a week. But some of his arch competitors credit him as a cagey strategist who will use his powerful team to plow his way toward the top. Currently, Fabian Cancellara of Switzerland holds on to the leader's yellow jersey after a series of largely lowland sprints. Britain's Mark Cavendish has taken the last 2 stages, but he's not expected to keep up the pace on alpine climbs. 2-time winner Alberto Contador is this year's favored cyclist. He's currently number 9, but only 50 seconds ahead of Armstrong. The mountain races are where the real teamwork shows in what otherwise seems like a highly individualist sport. As strong team mates both set the pace and shelter the leader against other teams. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
LeBron James and Chris Bosh have formally joined Dwayne Wade as members of the NBA's Miami Heat. The Heat completed their 6-year deals last night, and they were welcomed by a crowd of thousands in Miami. James's decision to play for Miami has sparked hard feelings among fans of his old team, the Cleveland Cavaliers. But James told reporters that he does not feel his decision was a no-win situation.
Until you understand who LeBron James is, LeBron James in a win-win situation, and will continue to be in a win-win situation.
Back in Cleveland, Cavaliers general manager Chris Grant and coach Byron Scott say their goal remains an NBA championship. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.